Happy Easter to you all. Tonight, we began in darkness. This symbolized the darkness of the world without God, without Jesus Christ. Then we beheld the light of Christ, symbolized by the Paschal candle shining in the darkness. And as the light spread among us, the darkness was dispelled. So it is in the world. The more we let the light of Christ shine in our lives, the more the darkness of evil in this world is dispelled. Then we heard the series of seven readings from the Old Testament, a quick synopsis of all of salvation history. We heard of the creation of everything by God from nothing. We heard of Abraham's faith and the sacrifice of Isaac, a sacrifice that prefigured the Christ. We heard God's promise to Abraham that through his descendants, all the nations of the world would be blessed, and we are in Christ. We heard of the parting of the Red Sea, an event that showed God's power over his enemies, and which prefigures the baptism that Christ in Christ that saves us. We heard an allusion to the Babylonian exile, a moment when God seemed to have abandoned his people, but how, with great tenderness, he took them back, an event that reminds us of how Jesus' death seemed like another abandonment, but of course, he returned, and he's still with us today, through the new and everlasting covenant mentioned in Isaiah, pointing us, even then, from the Old Testament, toward the Eucharist. Those readings, with the psalms that we sang, showed us how everything, since the beginning of time, has pointed forward to Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, sacrificed for us, to free us from the guilt of sin and from the slavery to sin, as we heard in Romans. And then finally, in our gospel, it all came together. Jesus Christ, crucified and died, has risen. And that changes everything. The resurrection of Jesus Christ changes everything. It reframes our entire experience here in this life. Everything we enjoy and everything we suffer in the valley of tears that is this fallen world takes on new significance because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Every glorious sunrise, every newborn baby, every beautiful thing is more beautiful, because we realize its beauty reflects that of its Creator, our Creator, who lives. Likewise, no pain, no illness, loss, death, or suffering should disturb us anymore, at least not to the level of despair, because Jesus Christ suffered too. He died and he returned. His cross showed us that our crosses, like his, can be redemptive. And in the end, well, if Jesus is risen, that means it is possible for us too. Death no longer has the final say for him or for us. We can suffer the worst, even death itself, with hope, because Jesus Christ is risen. As I say, the resurrection changes everything. That's what St. Paul was getting at in his first letter to the Corinthians when he wrote that if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then also, those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all men the most to be pitied. But, in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. And since Christ has been raised from the dead, our faith is not in vain. Our preaching is not in vain. We are not still in our sins if we repent of them and bring them to Jesus. Our suffering in this life is not in vain if we unite it to the saving sacrifice of Jesus. And those who have died in Christ, they are not simply gone. They live on, we pray, in heaven with the risen Christ. And that is the goal for every single one of us. So as we go about our days, whenever we come upon a crucifix, let's remember that hardship and suffering are not pointless. They point to heaven if we let them. And as we come across beauty, goodness, and truth in the world, let's not receive them as only momentary amusements for our senses and intellect, but for what they are deep down: heralds of the gospel, hints of the truth, goodness, and beauty that are found perfectly only in our Creator, a Creator who loves us enough to pass through death so that we might be able someday to follow Him to heaven. All of this, our faith, it would be nonsense if Christ had not risen from the dead. But He has. The resurrection is everything. Jesus Christ is risen. Happy Easter.